We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
In this hour of the show, I want to tell you a funny story about Cairo Santos. I also want to talk to you about the Bears and their third down defense. I'd also like to talk to you about some of the recommendations that I made. I'm doing a new segment on Tuesdays called Top 5 Tuesdays. The audience gets to have some say on what it is that I'm going to give a top 5 list for. And I gave a top 5 list of my favorite donuts in Chicago, and some people have actually gone and tried them out, which is good. I'll get back to that coming up in a little bit. That's on the agenda for the 1 o'clock hour. I wanted to ask you a question. I was hoping that you and I could have a conversation, and you can talk back to me via the text zone if you want at 312-644-6767. Or you can call the same number, 312-644-6767. I want you to hear from Stan Bowman, and I will play him in a matter of minutes. But I was thinking a lot about the Blackhawks over the last 24 hours. Obviously, with Stan Bowman kind of going on this tour of telling anyone with a microphone or a notepad what it is that he's trying to do. And I'm saying that in a good way. Like, I like the idea of him trying to get the message out to the fan base that things are about to change and things might hurt a little bit too for Blackhawks fans in the interim until the Blackhawks can put themselves in a position to be a championship contender and not a team that just kind of gets into the playoffs and then loses in the first round. I was thinking back to this. Herbie, you may remember this. Do you remember those faxes that we used to get from the Wolves back in the day?
From the Barrett's Home Theater fax machine? Yeah.
Yes. We used to get faxes from the Wolves. Usually they're Saturday and Sunday games. They would send us attendance. And before the Blackhawks got good, the Wolves were outdrawing the Blackhawks on certain days. It'd be like Saturday and Sunday. They'd have a game against Milwaukee, and they get 13,000 people into the Allstate Arena. Meanwhile, the Blackhawks are getting 12,000 people over on the west side. So that's pre-2009 when that's happening. And then all of a sudden, you have this incredible renaissance. I think maybe I might be dating myself by the fact that I said Camelot, because I'm not even sure that I'm sure there are a couple people on the older side of the listening demo who understand what I mean, but you're in this great renaissance of Blackhawk hockey where there's a discovery that's taking place for a lot of fans in Chicago. And then there's that war, the war of the, well, I was going to games where they were only getting 5,000. Great, congratulations. As the Blackhawks are trying to grow that product, and a lot of credit deserves to go to the guys on the ice first and foremost. But if you look at what John McDonough, Jay Blunk, the entire crowd of people, and I was talking about this on the podcast, a lot of good people who really wanted to preach the gospel of hockey and specifically Blackhawk hockey, like, hey, we're going to be good and this is exciting and let's bring a new energy to this city and to this rink and all of those things. And it worked. Like, they were able to win a lot of PR battles. And I'm not going to hide the fact that for the most part, and I saw this play out in yesterday's show, I don't know how much hockey the score is going to talk going forward without the Blackhawks being great. Not good, great. And as I'm looking at the Twitch stream, I'm looking at the Twitch stream right now, and I know what the baseline is now for people who are watching me talk about whatever, whether I'm talking about donuts or I'm talking about the Bears or even the last segment where I'm talking about the Cubs and what happens to them. There's a significant drop off of people that as soon as you mention hockey, they bail. So I know that I run the risk of people leaving the show just for me bringing up the concept of hockey.
Let's do that hockey.
We're trying to do that. We're trying to do that hockey. Even though I think Mitch would probably designate this hockey not hockey right now, because I'm talking about something bigger than just what's happening on the ice. So we know, like, these are things that we have done studies on. Like, we've actually looked at numbers of days when we've done hockey-centric segments on the score. And could that time be better spent with me giving you some thoughts on the Bears' offense yet again? And statistically, that is the case. That I'm taking a risk by even talking about hockey. That's what's interesting about what happened over the last decade, where it was a non-starter in sports radio in this town. In other places, you can do it. But in this town, to talk about the Blackhawks. And look at that from the same lens of, if the Bears are bad, they still rate. People still want to hear about them. People still want to talk about them. To a certain extent, if the Cubs are bad, people still want to talk about them. People still want to hear about them. Same with the Bulls, to a lesser extent, it's true. And the White Sox, they're kind of a wild card in that. The White Sox kind of need to be pretty good for people to want to talk about them. But with hockey, like, they have to be legitimately great for, in the world that I live in of sports radio, for it to make sense for hosts to take a detour into talking about hockey and trying to do it intelligently with really good guests. And I will say that when I have gone out of my way, and Herbie, you'll remember this from the nighttime shows, when we would have hockey roundtables, like, we bring in people like Zawoski and Fells and Naveau, when we would do like these kind of big things where I could give you some time to get ready and know, hey, 7 o'clock on a Thursday night, we're going to do a hockey roundtable. People would show up for that. We saw that it would rate, but it was very specific. It was very like the hockey people would come out in droves because they were so excited that someone would dare talk about hockey. And I would play the dutiful host and just throw it around to the guys who I consider to be experts. Guys like Mark Lazarus, you know, like the ones that really know what they're talking about and cover the game as closely as they do. The Blackhawks were able to, for the most part, over this last decade, change some of that. They were able to change the way that people thought and felt about hockey in this town. They created a lot of fans. And I don't know if that experience is going to continue, where they made fans for life. For life, like the NWO. I don't know if they made fans for life. And judging by the television ratings for hockey over the last couple of years, and judging by even some of the attendance stuff at Blackhawks games over the last couple of years, I would tell you that there's been an erosion of fans that were brought into this golden era of hockey, of Blackhawks hockey, and have been cool with just being part of the party. That's what it became. It became this big party. Like, Blackhawks hockey is fun. Like, they got exciting players, and and there's a guy singing the national anthem, and the flag is over there, and all of those things that go along with it. And you were hated. The Blackhawks as an organization was hated across the NHL. They were on NBC the most, and people in Pittsburgh and in Philadelphia hated that. But they rated because Chicago was like, hey, hockey's on TV. And they watched. And every year, NBC would want the Blackhawks in their spotlight games, on their network spotlight games. That brings us to where we are now. And that's in a transition period. John McDonagh has moved on. Or was moved on from this organization. Your beloved coach is no longer here. And now there's a young coach here that most Blackhawks fans aren't sure about. And all of this has kind of come crashing down. Meanwhile, there are still players here that are great. And they're young players that people are excited about. Kubalik, DeBrincat, Strome, Bach, Boquist. Like, they're young players that people get excited about. But something's missing from it. And even with the great players who are still here and the young players that people think are going to be great, not a lot of people give the Blackhawks a chance to really be cup contenders for a little while. And that's where Stan Bowman comes in. I want you to take a listen to what Stan Bowman said about rebuilding. He was on with Mully and Haw today. And I want you to listen to what he said, and then I want to ask you a question on the other side of it.
We were doing this anyway. I think that the biggest change is being more open with what we were doing. Like, we last year, look at we were the youngest team last year in the playoffs. We had a lot of opportunities for Kirby Dach and Adam Boquist. And even the year before, Alex DeBrincat was 20 years old, led our team in goals. Like, so these things have been happening. We've been putting more and more emphasis on young players. This is not like a new shift. I think what the shift is, not only are we going to continue to do it, we're going to be more open about it, and we're going to continue to give more young players bigger opportunities, as opposed to going out and bringing in veteran players like this the last couple weeks and trying to rely just on guys that are, you know, close to the tail end of their careers. We're going a different route. So even if Corey had come back for 1 year, that wouldn't have changed the overall direction of where we're going.
How do you balance with what you're talking about, getting younger and bringing in more depth and younger players, with the idea of the Brandon Saad trade? You know, you basically acquired a veteran. I know Zadorov is 25, but he's been in the league. And I don't know if people thought that you should have gotten draft picks. I don't know if you believe that. How do you kind of balance those two factors?
Well, I think once again the challenge seems to be in more the perception, as opposed to it doesn't have to be one or the other, because there was nothing wrong with getting draft picks. Certainly there was discussions on that, but the value of Nikita Zadorov is, I guess I would disagree a little bit in saying that he's just entering the best years of his career. He's 25 years old. He's played a couple hundred games in the league. But for defensemen, your best years are between 25 and 30. And I think he's going to be a nice addition to our group, and he's going to help accelerate the development of Adam Boquist. You know, if you look at his style of play, you know, he's a big, strong, intimidating left-handed defenseman. I think he would be a great partner for a couple of our young right-handed defensemen that have a different skill set. Ian Mitchell's a new player who the fans will get used to here coming up this season. So So Ian Mitchell and Adam Boqvist are two skilled young defensemen that play on the right side. They really could use a partner like Zadorov. So when we were talking about that, it was a very appealing option for us. I don't look at Zadorov as a settling for anything. And certainly there's nothing wrong with getting draft choices. That's another route that we would likely pursue in future trades if it makes sense. And if there's not a better alternative, then that's a great way to go. But I don't think it has to be one way or the other. I think maybe that's where there's a difference of opinion. And I'm trying to explain that there's a couple different ways to go forward. You don't have to just go with a draft pick route. It can be a young player who we think has many years ahead of him.
So that's Stan Bowman. And I think that one of the problems that the Blackhawks are going to have is, I want to say this as diplomatically as I can, no one trusts Stan Bowman. And I don't mean like he's a liar. I mean, they don't trust that he can do this. And he's trying to tell you that he can do it. And I'm sure that he believes that he can do it, but no one. And then you don't have Joel Quenneville here to make you feel better. If this is happening under Joel Quenneville, I think a lot of Blackhawks fans be like, okay, yeah, I get it. But it's happening under a general manager and a coach that, in my opinion, the fan base doesn't trust. At least completely enough for this to be as successful of a public relations move as much as it is. Here's what I want to ask you. I am not here to ask you about your feelings about hockey. There's data on your feelings about hockey. A lot of it. I want to ask you what happens to you, the Blackhawks fan, now. And I want to talk specifically to people who jumped aboard this thing 2009, 2010-ish. Not the diehard dude. Like I feel like I know where the diehard Blackhawks fan stands. I want to know about the person that fell in love with this team specifically. And maybe that treed out, like branched out into you falling in love with the sport, and the sport's great. But where does this leave you? Is it something that we can now just look back at and go, man, that was a really fun run. That was awesome. And I would love it if the Blackhawks are great again. I don't know if I'm going to spend any money on Blackhawks stuff for a while, or when they do make tickets available, if I'm going to be in a rush to go see a team and a franchise that's been mediocre for the last few years. It's weird when something like that ends. When something that captured all of our attention ends the way that it seems like it's ending. So whether you want to text in or whether you want to call, 312-644-6767, I'd like to get your feedback on this. What happens to you now as a Blackhawk fan? Are you even paying attention? We'll discuss next here.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Well, I think the problem here is in the terminology, full repo. I think it appears to mean something different in your description there than what we're talking about. What we're committed to doing is trying to build back up more depth in our roster. It's not like it's one option or another where you have to remove every player from your team. Otherwise, it's not a rebuild. You can call it whatever term you want to call it. I think what we're trying to do is build up more depth.
Yeah, but the Blackhawks as an organization called it a rebuild. I'm calling it a rolling rebuild because those are difficult to pull off. I think that's why Stan was met with some skepticism, because those are really difficult to do. I do appreciate him making himself available, and I've gotten a bunch of texts back from people saying, no, you're right, we don't trust him. We don't trust him to be able to pull this thing off. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. We're talking about the Blackhawks, and I'm daring to talk about the Blackhawks because I know, and I imagine that unless there is something that is seismic that happens with the Blackhawks, so this will be the last time in a long time that I talk about the Blackhawks. But I wanted to because I think it's interesting. I think that the ride that we have been on as sports fans in Chicago has been tremendous over the last decade. And I just want to know what happens to you if you were one of those people who were baptized in the way of Blackhawks hockey over the last decade. Now, maybe you're not going to church as much. 312-644-6767 is the number if you'd like to call or text. Let's go downtown and talk with Craig. Hey, Craig, you're on the score.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
So I was calling in. I was listening to you guys. I listen to you guys all the time on the radio.
Thanks.
So my for your answer is it's hard. I tried out for the Blackhawks 3 years ago as a professional tryout. And I was trying out for a goalie, and they cut you on if you don't.
Well, thanks for the phone call, Craig. Good luck to you, sir. You're not really who we're trying to have a conversation with, but thanks for picking up the phone anyway, I guess. The text messages are better. This texter says, the Hawks' honeymoon is over, same as the Cubs. When teams finally win a championship and get greedy and raise ticket prices to go see them, they turn off the fans. I don't think that's what the Blackhawks have done. I think that's a very easy thing to say about any professional team. They won, what, 3 cups in 6 years? It wasn't like they weren't continuing to try, and it wasn't like they didn't pay the guys that helped them get there. Them paying the guys that helped them get there is part of the reason that they're in the bind that they're in right now. I know a bunch of the lifelongs, if they have texted and tweeted into this conversation too, you're not who I'm talking to in this particular conversation. I know how you feel. I know how many, you know, jerseys and sweaters you have back in your closet and all that good stuff. This texter says it makes tickets a lot more affordable. Yeah, and I know that even with the White Sox, we joke about that. Like, it's fun to be at the ballpark when you have access to all the great stuff that's at the ballpark and you don't have to wait in a long line. Hockey's a little bit different. It feels very different when there are a lot of people that are in the building. This texter says, I'll pay attention to box scores, watch a random couple of periods, read about draft prospects or rookies and pay attention from afar. For how long are you going to do that? Because this doesn't seem like it's going to be like they, I don't want to say lucky because you have to do the scouting, but to find players like Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews, it's almost impossible to find a combination of two guys like that. 262 Texas says, were we just privileged to come into great hockey when they started falling off? We lost interest? Yeah, I think that's accurate. That is an accurate depiction of what's happening. That these guys came along at a time when maybe you were looking for something else. The Cubs were in a bad spot. The White Sox had just kind of ended their championship window a couple years prior to that. The Bears were struggling. and the Blackhawks filled a space. Now, I think that they went beyond just filling the space. I think that they carved a niche. But now I wonder if they can, if that niche is even still there. Jim's out in Morton Grove. Hey, Jim, you're on the Score.
Hey, how you doing? First of all, thanks for talking about hockey. I think it's the media in general underestimates the hockey community out here, and that's been forever. But regarding
I need to push back on you a little bit on that. I don't think
Why?
We do, because numbers tell us that you aren't there.
Well, hold on a second. If you're going to go through numbers, the Blackhawks TV ratings have been way bigger than the White Sox up until this year for the last, 10 years? I mean, the White Sox rate, you guys never talk about that, but you always talk about the Hawks. The Hawks ratings are better. Hold on.
I don't know why you're so angry about this. I thought that we could just have a discussion about it. What I'm telling you is, from a sports radio standpoint, that as long as we have been tracking this, it doesn't really rate for us to talk about it. And hold on, I'm not finished making my point, and I'll let you make yours, okay? And as the Blackhawks got great, yeah, there would be a little bit of a bump in numbers, but strangely enough, even with the television ratings for Blackhawks versus White Sox, there are still more people that are interested in the White Sox than the Blackhawks. And that's what our data has always shown us. That if you take the other four teams in town and I talk about them, there are more people who are into whatever I say about the other four teams than what I would say about the Blackhawks. Now, you were saying.
Okay. Can I talk now just for a second? What you're saying for the radio may hold true, but it's not true with the fandom, and the numbers bear that out. So whenever the radio guys talk about hockey, they're always ripping it apart. But if you really look at the merchandise sold and the TV ratings, they're higher than except the Bears and recently the Cubs. They were higher than the Cubs. So I think that's important, at least to get out to your audience that holds true.
I don't think that is completely accurate. I understand the point that you're trying to make. What I'm telling you is that in Chicago, that group of fans that you think is robust isn't as robust as you are claiming that it is. There aren't as many people that have the Blackhawks as number one. All of us have the Blackhawks on our list, but if we are talking about if we took a group of 100 people and we asked them to say, you can watch one of your favorite teams for the rest of your life, not many of them are going to choose the Blackhawks over the Bears, the Cubs, the White Sox, or the Bulls.
Lawrence, if you did that, I can tell you, living in Chicago, I'm 62 years old, 90% of them are going to say the Bears because they're the darlings of the media. They play once a week.
It's not because they're the darlings of the media. It's because the NFL rates. That's why all of these things happen. It's not because we're not pushing the Bears. People's interest is in the Bears. So we're reflecting that interest. It's not like, for example, this segment that I'm doing, like it's literally happening in real time. And now we have better opportunities to look at things like this. I'm looking at a Twitch stream of people. Okay. And this is a small segment of the audience that listens to this show. But since I started talking about hockey 30 minutes ago, there are less people in here than if I would have just stayed on talking about the Bears. And it's a significant amount of people that have left. A third of the audience of the people that were on the Twitch stream have left for me just mentioning hockey. And I think that there are reasons for that. I think that it's a more difficult sport for people to understand. And I think that makes it a more difficult sport for people to care about. Just because your group of people that does love hockey is loud doesn't mean that they're robust. That's all I'm trying to get you to understand.
Lord. Wow. Wow.
I don't know what you're wowing about. Like, this is simple dollars and cents. It's part of the reason that when the Blackhawks got good, that they wanted to make sure that they were inviting media people out. They wanted to try and get more people to talk about their product because the product is pretty great when you go and enjoy it. But it's not something that for a wide group of people that are within the listening area or in the viewing area that people grew up loving. There is a core that is diehard about the Blackhawks, but it pales in comparison to the other teams in town. That's all. It's not a knock on the sport. It's just a reality of what is.
Let the record show.
Oh, he hung up?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. I thought that we could just have a civilized discussion about this. That's too bad. But if the idea is that you think that you're just going to come in and sabotage the show, or you're going to talk about the ratings without understanding that there's other stuff out there, it just, nah, that's too bad. That really sucks.
And pause on the Cubs, the Hawks bigger than the Cubs. Calm down. I'm a White Sox fan through and through, and I know the Cubs are the second best team in this city. It's not even close. Come on.
We see the numbers, man. Like, we know what happens when there's a Cubs game on the score versus a Blackhawks game on WGN. We used to carry the Blackhawks. We know. We were carrying the Blackhawks, which sucks for us because we carried them until they got good.
It's like, yeah, we're like, man, you're good now? Get the hell out of here. Immediately. Like, we were doing the bad days, the ABC line games. Just bad. Tyler Arneson.
Just terrible. Just really terrible. And I get that the group of people is passionate about it, and I'm okay with that. What I'm telling you is that I wish there were more of you, but there aren't. And I think my theory is that you're going to see that play out if Stan doesn't get this right almost immediately. And as bad as the Bears get, there'll never be a time when people don't want to talk about them. And you know what really sucks? You know what rated really well? And you would never believe it in a million years? Bulls basketball. We carry the Bulls on the score. We get to see the numbers of what happens. And surprisingly, they do really well. It's bizarre. It doesn't make a lot of sense because they've been bad for so long. I just think that there's a smaller group of Blackhawks fans out there. And as passionate and as loud as you might be, there hasn't been as significant of a change in that to make it a profitable move for us to go out of our way to do it. Now, granted, I've talked 40 minutes about the Blackhawks now. And it might have been 40 minutes that were better spent talking about the Bears. But I'm interested in the topic, which is why I brought it up. Back after this on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
A lot of people asking me to talk about other things that are favorites of theirs, but unpopular for what it is we do. I mean, trust me, I would love to talk to you about British Premier League a lot. I'd love to talk to you about the start that Arsenal has gotten off to this year. But that's not really what we do. I go to Fire matches and Red Star matches. Still not, it's just, Joe hit me up with a text and he's so dead on. Even with people watching the game, what we found is that people don't want to hear or talk about hockey. It's weird, I know, but it's The data is pretty clear about that. I just hope that we can get back to a place where people will want to do that. And maybe by then there'll be a different generation of hosts that will have grown up during that era, and they will have, they'll be better equipped. Because I do think that that's a fair criticism. I don't think that we were necessarily equipped. There were some guys who could do it, like Rosner and Hanley back in the day. Our guy Jay Zawoski is a genius at it. Don't be mad. I've been to those games. I enjoy going to Blackhawks games. I actually watch hockey. Let's do that hockey. But I can tell you tomorrow we're going to spend a lot of damn time talking about the Bears and the Rams game. Because I did a whole hour of the show, and we didn't really do that, and we should have done that. That's on me. That's on me. But if you want to know why we don't do hockey, it's because that last damn caller. So blame him. I'm going to talk with Parkins next. Here on The Score.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.